Students from across the United States assembled recently in New York City, home to the United Nations headquarters, for an annual Model United Nations, in which students seek to resolve fictional world problems. In one scenario played out at the event, a student playing Syria's ambassador to the United Nations angrily confronts Turkey's delegate at a UN Security Council meeting during a fictional crisis.
We know weapons when we see them, and this is chemical warfare. Let me make that very clear to you. You don't have random internal bleeding.
Craig Hollander, a political science major at Columbia University, plays the role of the Syrian ambassador. A veteran of the Model UN program, he has become adept at fabricating crises. He says he draws heavily on current events. Students from Columbia University and Hunter College, like Craig Hollander, take on the roles of senior UN officials. But Craig says only a few of the Model UN organizers know all the crisis details. They leak information as required, and sometimes, posing as intelligence officers, call delegates in the middle of the night to provide them with vital information. The 180 secondary school students participating in this year's Model UN will also face an Argentine beef crisis and the kidnapping of several U.S. drug enforcement agents by leftist rebels in Colombia. The role-playing goes beyond the United Nations to other international organizations. In a mock meeting of officials from the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, the issue of whether to deny or accept Brunei's petition to join OPEC and the effect a war in Iraq might have on the oil market are simultaneously up for debate.
There are only two possibilities. Iraq is going to burn it if the U.S. doesn't get there first. And if the U.S. does get there first, they'll seize it and then they'll give it to basically use it or give it away.
How much that is? That's like 200 billion barrels.
That'll basically put us out of business.
Monique Woolnough, a high school student from Toronto, Canada, is representing Algeria in the OPEC meeting. She says her experiences at the Model UN have been invaluable.
The process itself is so important, especially when you see people who've never done it before and they kind of come out of there like thinking about the rest of the world, which is something that unfortunately we don't do enough. And I mean, for me, it's really important. Model UN's a good place where, I mean, it's more academic and it's imaginary, but people are really like thinking about what they're saying instead of just, you know, mouthing off about an issue they don't know about.
The student delegates prepare draft resolutions, plot strategy, negotiate with supporters and adversaries, resolve conflicts, and navigate UN procedures. Erica De Bruin, a political science major at Columbia University, plays the UN Secretary General and is enthusiastic about the project.
In high school, you're mostly lectured to things like this. You must memorize, have tests, things like that. In Model UN, you are forced to look at things from a completely different perspective. So delegates will come, and instead of representing, you know, the view of their country, the view that they personally have, they have to look at an argument from someone else's point of view and argue from that. You know, role-playing, I think, is one of the most interactive ways that you can really understand and interact with material and learn it really well and have a really good time doing it. So it's a lot of fun for them, it's a lot of fun for us, and hopefully everyone's learning something as well.
Ms. De Bruin says she dreams of a life in international diplomacy. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.